combating the largest wave of illegal border crossings in two decades. Tonight, with more than 23,000 unaccompanied minors in U.S. custody, a bipartisan push for immigration reform at the U.S.-Mexico border. Thank you for joining us tonight for Prime. I'm Marnie Hughes.
And I'm Rob Nelson. It is an issue that has drawn the attention of lawmakers and also put a lot of pressure on the White House. President Biden says it's a situation that needs to be handled humanely. He has rolled back several policies enacted by former President Trump. But one policy put in place at the start of the pandemic is still in effect, and it's leading to the expulsion of thousands of parents and children caught at the border. Our News Nation correspondents are stationed at the border tonight to bring you the very latest. We begin with Michael Shore, live in Sunland Park, New Mexico. Michael.
Rob, Marty, good evening. Yes, Title 42, it may not be rolling off the tongues of people here in the United States, but it is here along the border where we are in Sunland Park, New Mexico, all the way across the southern border. We were in El Paso, Texas, Juarez, Mexico, and we were speaking to people about the fact that Title 42 is still in effect. This was put in under Donald Trump. It's remaining in under Joe Biden, and people on both sides of this fence are wondering what will happen next. It's called Title 42, an order handed down by the Centers for Disease Control in early 2020, changing immigration policy at the borders at a time of pandemic. The order renewed last October authorizes the expulsion of those crossing the border illegally as a protective measure against disease. But across the literal divide in West Texas is a deeper divide over Title 42.
Title 42 gives the authority to, in this case, to Border Patrol, to detain, arrest, and expel people right away at the border as they cross the border.
Fernando Garcia is founder and executive director of immigrant advocacy group Border Network for Human Rights in El Paso, Texas.
What we're seeing right now is not even a massive deportation, it's a massive expulsion of people with no due process.
The ripple effect being felt by government officials in Mexico as well.
And we understand this policy. People that come in through Mexico are being sent back through this border.
As general coordinator at local government group COESPO, overseeing migration in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, from their offices on the Paso del Norte Bridge, Enrique Valenzuela says that Title 42 is about health and safety at an unpredictable time.
Just now, we're expecting to have some sort of a third wave. So this is something that I think we must understand at this point.
And that is where advocates and officials disagree.
This is not protecting the people they're supposed to be protecting. In this case, more than anything, children, families, asylum seekers. So they just rapidly expel from the country and without any chance to present their cases.
Marisa Limon Garza is deputy director for Catholic charity Hope Border Institute in El Paso. For her, this has been about the politics of two American administrations.
This was part of the design of Stephen Miller and the Trump administration and one other tool at their disposal to really build this impermeable wall, and they have successfully achieved that, and now the Biden administration is continuing it.
The frustration among the support community on the border that Title 42 endures has created more work.
There is incredible disappointment with the slow pace of change.
Title 42 is still in place because we are still in the midst of fighting a global pandemic, so I don't have any predictions of when that will change.
For us, it's really encouraging the Biden administration to be bold, to have courage, to take the opportunity to listen to borderland communities like ours, and to make good on the promises that that President Biden ran on.
The Biden administration did abolish the Remain in Mexico program, whereby migrants were forced to wait on the southern side of the border for immigration hearings in the U.S.
There are humanitarian options that we've seen that have helped during a pandemic still make sure that people have the opportunity to be in the United States. We see that with the wind down of the Remain in Mexico program, MPP.
Even as we were on the Mexican side of the bridge, we saw migrants going into the United States who will have hearings when U.S. immigration courts reopen, and that foretells what may happen when and if Title 42 ends.
But there are people here waiting to cross into the U.S. once Title 42 is lifted. And, I wouldn't dare anticipate the scenario in Central America or South America or even in Mexico when that happens.
And what this glut has done in Mexico, in Ciudad Juarez, which is on the other side of this fence, is it has increased the numbers in Mexico. So 2 years ago, there was one shelter on that side for awaiting migrants. Now there are 18, and that number continues to grow. In Sunland Park, New Mexico, I'm Michael Schur for News Nation.